Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. I'm sure you can all tell by now that this is DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman. As you all know, Richard and Dennis are in Indianapolis getting some great content for our 100th episode, which is right around the corner. So they've asked me to step in and give you some throwback content to really whet your appetites for where we've been and where we're headed, especially with this 100th episode. So I've decided to do just that. And I really wanted to dig deep, and I went back to July 2017, a whole year ago, to give you guys some great tools that were from previous episodes that you can still use today. Our first throwback moment is when Mercedes Fuller joined the show to discuss with Richard three steps to embrace and deal with certain low points of our lives. While it is easier said than done, Mercedes finds it important to stay motivated regardless of what life decides to throw our way. And I think this is something that can still be used. I know it's summertime. I know we're up and out living our best lives and, you know, being gentlemen, but I know we still all go through stuff, and we still need those same tools and a little motivation to really keep us going forth. So check out this throwback moment, the Life of a Gentleman podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of The Motivated Gent. This is where we bring on somebody who has the skills, the knowledge that is able to help us to overcome the negative society that we're living in. And today we are joined by somebody that's been on the podcast before, but he's coming back now in a recurring role. I'm talking about Mr. Mercedes Fuller. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be with you again.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you come back on, because when you first came on, you know, you talked about your book and how that can help us to stay motivated. But I thought this time we'd dive a little deeper. And, you know, you were talking to me and you said everybody in their life goes through a transition. And you know what? That is so true. But a lot of times it's hard for people to deal with it. So can you help us out and let us know how we can deal with life transitions?
Absolutely. Like I always say, you know, change and transition, those are things that everyone is going to face. We can't bypass some form of change in our lives, but it's all in your approach. The approach to change is what's really going to make the impact in how you end up and where you end up. So just having the right mindset as you go through life's twists and turns, that will make much of the difference in anyone's life. So I think that it's very encouraging just to know that transition is going to happen at some point in time, and that you just have to have the right mindset. So as gentlemen, I think that's one thing that we should always think about, is the mindset to our approach, because somebody else is looking at us.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, just to kind of clarify for people who might be saying, you know, what do they mean by transition? You know, things that come to my mind, I have a friend recently who just lost his job. That's a challenge for him, finding new employment. That's a tough transition. What are some others that you've come across, Mercedes?
Definitely, employment is one of the biggest ones that we're facing right now, given, you know, the state of our economy. But also, you have health changes that come along, and, you know, people seeking more education, seeking to better their lives. There's going to be a lot of transition that comes in those areas as well. But family, you know, you have changes within your family, either growth or, unfortunately, sometimes we have losses that we have to get through. So change will happen. That's the one constant. No matter how different we are, and no matter, you know, who we're talking about, that's one thing that's going to be constant. Change will come.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying is we know change is going to come, but how are we going to deal with it? Let's give the audience a few tips on how they can deal with change in their life.
Absolutely. I'll give you three tips. One of the first things that I always tell people is keep in mind it's going to come. And when change or when obstacles or opportunity comes, first you have to admit that it's there, and then you have to come up with a plan. That's the second thing. Come up with a plan to deal with it. Come up with a plan to press forth. Find out what resources you need. Find out the people you need in your atmosphere to actually support you as you're going through the change. And then if your plan is not working, this is my third thing. If your plan is not working, adjust your plan and go back to the drawing board. So those will be the three tips that I will give in that area.
All right, great. I like those three tips. So what I'd like to do is let's break down each one. Let's start with the first one. Give us that tip, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into that one.
Absolutely. First, acknowledging the opportunity that's before you, or acknowledging the challenges that are before you. Face them head on, and then, you know, definitely at that point, that's when you come up with that plan. So face the hardship dead on. Come up with your plan, a financial plan. It could be a life plan. It can be a business plan. Come up with whatever plan is necessary. And then that third thing, if the plan is not working, go back to the drawing board. So that's where you seek that wise counsel. That's where you definitely take time to assess your present situation. And if it takes more work, come up with a plan to make it happen.
I like that. You really gave us some practical advice. Now, here's the question, though, because a lot of times when you're facing difficulties, you want to stick your head in the sand. You know, you don't want to face those things head on. It's tough to get out of bed right in the morning sometimes. So how do you get out of the bed in the morning when you just lost your job and you're feeling defeated?
Well, you have to find those sources, or you have to find that inspiration that's going to continuously feed that positive affirmation, or those positive affirmations you need. You have to continue to fill yourself up with positive energy, positive information, and that also means surround yourself with positive people. And, you know, these are practices that you should put into play in your life. And it's kind of like a bank. You store that positivity up. Some days when you don't have enough positivity, you go back to that bank where you've deposited those positive thoughts, the inspiration, and you lean on those people who are stronger than you at that point in time, who can help bring you out of those particular situations. So definitely putting that information into you, fueling yourself with that positive stuff, that's going to make the difference.
Yeah, I like that. You're building up the positive energy like a bank. And then when you need
Absolutely.
It, yeah, you're able to expound upon it and use it, put it to good use. How do you personally take in these positive messages every day? Because it sounds like this is something you practice.
Absolutely. So, you know, I make a routine of getting spiritual messages. You know, everyone has their own spiritual system, but whatever it is that you believe in, hopefully what you believe in is something that will be taking you forward. I'm not going to believe in anything that's not going to be for my good, for the benefit of my life. So I definitely have time where every day, quiet time before I dive into my day, dive into my work. So I'm definitely reading and meditating and trying to just get that spiritual encouragement, that spiritual uplift every day that I need. And then when I conclude my day, I make sure that my day is concluded in a similar pattern. You know, my prayer, my meditation, that positive information and energy that I need, and I make a practice out of that every day.
Okay, that's nice. So again, what you're saying is it's repetition. We have to instill this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, make it a part of our life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Positive energy, repetition. A lot of people don't really make a practice out of journaling, but I journal. You know, I journal the good, the bad. You know, I make a practice of relieving myself from anything that has happened through the course of the day.
All right. Awesome. Now, when we first started laying out these tips for everybody, make a plan and go for it head on. And
absolutely.
Just to reiterate, what was tip number two?
Number two was come up with that plan, but implement that plan.
Okay, so with number two, implement the plan. I see and I run across a lot of people who have a plan, but they drag their feet. You know, it's they procrastinate. How do we not let that happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're coming up with plans, you have to make sure that they're goal-oriented, but also you have a sense of time, a specific time that's measurable as in the plan. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to look at, you know, you might not have an exact date as to when something should be done, but you might have an approximate time when you need something done. So you need to always be putting your time, yourself on a somewhat of a timeline that's measurable, and actually go back and try to assess for the results. So when you look at the objectives in your life, or you look at the goals and you assign them to a calendar, 9 times out of 10, you know, you'll probably achieve it better and faster, because we live in a generation that's very time and task oriented. And so we're in a society where, you know, you're given a task and you're given a deadline and you get it done. So you should treat yourself and your goals the same way. Give yourself a timeline and try to get it done.
Oh, I like that one. Some personal accountability get you
light. Absolutely.
Light the fire.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's perfect.
Absolutely.
Now let's dive into the third tip. You know, we've mentioned it a little bit, but let's go a little bit deeper. You said if the plan's not working, you go back to the drawing board. But
absolutely,
a lot of people can get discouraged when their plan's not working. So
absolutely,
what do you do? How do you get back on the horse, so to speak?
Right. So at this point in time, one of the biggest things that has been beneficial for me is actually having people that serve as accountability partners that actually understand the, not just the goal. They understand my goal, but they understand the essence of the goal. So when you have people in your world that understand what's important to you and why it's important, those accountability partners will help you drive closer to that goal. So that's one of the most important things that I've learned is, you know, have accountability partners that understand the goal, that understand the values, and that will keep you encouraged on the journey as well.
I like that, Mercedes. I think that by laying out these three tips, people are going to be able to deal with the transitions in their life that they're facing, like we talked about, whether it's employment, health, or anything else. How can we get in touch with you if we want to learn more from you, maybe even hire you as a consultant to help us or as a coach?
Absolutely. I would love that. I always look for new exciting opportunities and challenges. You can follow up with me on my website, www.mercedesfuller.com. And all of my social media handles are Mercedes Fuller. So we on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I'm there. So definitely look forward to connecting with new individuals. And now that we've learned that we'll have a reoccurring spot here, definitely keep on listening to the podcast.
We thanks so much. We love having you on. And until next time, take care.
Absolutely. Take care.
Man, that was awesome. Like I said, we all deal with low points in our lives and life changes. You know, we change jobs, we change careers, we change industries, we want to start our own businesses, and that can be scary and really cause a lot of self-doubt. So I'm glad Mercedes was able to come on and give tips to really challenge those negative thoughts that we might have. And speaking of changes, man, I had to go back to when Steve Nunez, a former contributor of the show, came on and talked all about swimsuits. Steve literally gave us these tips right after he had his first child last year. He sits down with Richard and lets him know about the various types of swimwear gentlemen should purchase. And because he's a barber and a grooming expert, he also gives advice on how to groom one's body in order for the swimwear to make a gentleman look his best. And that's important, because the swimwear might look great, but it might not get you as far as you're thinking if your body isn't groomed. Can we agree? So check out Steve Nunez and Richard talking all about swimwear and how to look good in it on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Groomed Gentleman with Steve Nunez. You might know him online as The Social Cut. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Richard, how's it going? Thanks for having me back. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going good. We're so glad you came back. We know you've been busy. You haven't been dodging and avoiding us. If you don't mind, you can let everyone know what's been up, man.
Yeah, man, I wasn't dodging anyone, man. Just been so busy. I'm happy to announce and share with you guys. I'm a new father, man. Just had my baby this past Friday.
Oh, man, congratulations, Steve, man. We're really happy for you. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, man, so we have a little one on the way, so expect another future dogger coming, huh?
Yeah, it's glad to have you back, and we appreciate you carving out a little time for us because, yeah, your life's not going to get any slower paced now, so, yeah. Hey, so what do you think we'll talk about today? What do you have in mind?
Hey, I thought it was a good time. We just started summer, man, and you know we're going to start breaking out the swim shorts, the swim trunks, getting ready to hit the beach, the pool parties, all that good stuff. So I thought I'd share some tips with you guys on how to pick the right swim trunks and how to groom your legs properly to wear those swim trunks.
Oh, that sounds good. That's perfect for this time of year. And, you know, that's really something that people struggle with. Yeah, man, I know myself, I stick with the same old swim trunks year after year because I don't know what to get. So I'm looking forward to having you help us out.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, people just kind of, like you say, guys usually just pick a pair and use those every summer, you know, and they just end up throwing them on. So we're going to talk about how do you guys get ready to wear those shorts and make sure you guys pick the right pair. So let's get started with the first one, man. I want to share with you guys. The first one is, I think it just goes in general for fashion, fit. You know, fit is always key to anything you wear. So when it comes down to the swim trunks, first tip for you guys is make sure you don't get anything too baggy. Guys kind of, they're scared of wearing something a little slimmer, but you know, it doesn't matter what size you are. You just want to make sure it fits right on your waist, you know? So, and you also don't want to get anything too long. The key would be maybe right at your knee. So you want to have them right above your knee. And if you're an athletic guy, you know, show off those legs, man. So you want to maybe have them up to your thigh. But guys, you know, stay away from the Speedos. Nothing too short. Doesn't matter how fit you are or how sexy you think you are. Speedos are never cool. You know, unless you're at the Olympics or something like that, man, then yeah, go for the Speedos. But, you know.
I'm glad you cleared that up because, you know, somebody was out there thinking that they could pull it off. And, man, I don't think anybody can, Steve.
Not at all, man. I'm telling you, unless you're racing in the Olympics or something, then that's probably then. But, you know, yeah. Other than that, yeah, no matter how sexy you think you are, man, stay away from them.
All right, cool. Note to self.
Yeah, man.
I like that one. No, that makes a lot of sense, too, because, you know, a lot of times guys do wear really baggy, you know, swim trunks or like board shorts. Mm-hmm. And then when they get in the water, you know, the material gets heavier. And it seems like that contributes to the shorts starting to slide down. And you always see guys kind of hiking up their waist on the pants. Is that a contributing factor to your first tip?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. If you have board shorts, they're super long, they're real big and baggy. And when you get in the water, it's just going to add weight to the shorts. And that's why, you know, you want to make sure, you actually want to get those shorts maybe a size smaller because let's say you're a size 30, right? You know, you usually get your your swim trunks, you usually get them a size 30, right? But when you get in the water, it weighs your shorts down and it makes the material, just kind of with your shirts or anything like that, you wet anything, it's just kind of stretch out, it's going to get loose. So that's what ends up happening when you get in the water. You're a size 30. They're gonna get loose. The water's gonna drag them down, and that's why you start seeing, you know, things you don't want to see, and those shorts get heavier. So you want to kind of fit into a size smaller if you can, because when you get in the water, they're gonna stretch out. They're gonna be a little heavier, so they'll fit perfect.
Oh, great tip! I love that first one, man. I'm ready for number two.
Yeah. So for number two, I have kind of still going with the fit. It's a couple of don'ts. So you want to stay away from, I already mentioned the Speedos. The thing you want to stay away from is the excessive pocket. Guys, stay away from those cargo shorts, you know, the pockets on the sides. That just makes you look bigger, bulkier, and especially when you get in the water, it's gonna give that balloon look, and it's not a good look, man.
Yeah, I've seen that too. You know, you dive in and it's like those pockets, they just, all they do is just fill up with more water, man. I guess that's a common sense, but a lot of times the stores, they put those swim trunks out front and guys think, oh, that's kind of cool, got a cargo pocket. I mean, but realistically, what are you gonna put in that pocket, right, Steve?
That's exactly. I have no idea what people put in those pockets. You know? I don't know what you're supposed to put in those pockets, but yeah, you're going swimming, guys. I don't know. I mean, you're not going camping, you know?
Yeah, common sense, but is uncommon sometimes, you know?
Speaking of common sense, I'm hoping most of you guys know this, but I've seen guys make this mistake is when you buy your swim trunks, they have an inner lining. So that means you're not supposed to wear any underwears underneath. I've seen guys actually do it. You know, they wear underwears, you know, underneath their swim trunks. So if you guys don't know, just make sure that's what the inner lining's used for.
Yeah, good tip. I've seen that too, and you just shake your head and you're like, you know, you're not supposed to really have that, but
exactly.
If they listen to the podcast now, they'll know. So great.
There you go. The next one, patterns. Yeah, come on, guys. We're supposed to be gentlemen. We're older guys. Stay away from those crazy prints. It's classier. It's a cleaner look when you stick to neutrals. You know, maybe a floral print, but nothing too crazy, nothing too neon colors. You know, something nice, clean, some stripes, polka dots, just something more classic. You know, you leave those bright, super bright colors for kids or characters on there, you know, things like that. Those are for kids, you know.
I like that you say that too, man, because there's a lot of guys, you know, they can want to pull out like Superman, Batman stuff, and it's like, you know, that's something my son would wear. You know, he's 7. He wants that stuff with the Avengers on it and stuff like that.
Exactly.
No gentleman wants to be caught wearing that.
Exactly.
You know, I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of people like to go out to Vegas and hit those big pool parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you're going to impress any of the ladies walking around with the Incredible Hulk on your thigh, you know, or something like that.
Exactly, man. The Incredible Hulk on your thigh and then big old pockets on the side, man. Come on.
Yeah. No, that's a great tip, man. I'm loving these. This is so great for summer, really.
Yeah, man. Now we get into the grooming. So this is my last tip for you guys. And also very important, grooming, guys. You got to get ready for summer, guys. If you guys listen to the podcast, you guys heard me talk about this before, grooming for summer. Again, guys, get those legs ready for summer. So before you hit the beach, before you hit the pool, make sure that you wear some shorts before you go out, man. Your legs been hibernating all winter, guys, so they're going to be pretty pale, pasty, or dry, or whatever you want. Let them get some sun before you hit those pool parties or go to the beach, because otherwise, you know, you're not going to look so good, you know?
Yeah, no, that's certainly a good tip, man, because a lot of times when guys are real kind of pale, no matter what, it just doesn't look cool, you know?
It doesn't look cool, man. It's just, you know, it's just, it doesn't match your arms or something, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly. It throws it all off. And, you know, to go along with that, another thing is I think a lot of guys struggle with moisturizing. So what can they do? Because, man, there's nothing worse than having a crusty knees or,
The
feet and ankles real crusty. I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Absolutely not, man. Yeah, so moisturizers is, again, it's really important, guys. Use some cream. There's also sunblock. You guys want to make sure you use sunblock. Make sure you guys get something that has moisturizer in it. So definitely use some sunblock. If you guys don't want to use the sunblock, just kind of hanging out in the shade, then yeah, definitely just use regular cream, moisturizer. You guys should be good with that.
No, I like that tip. That's great. Hey, before you go, could you give us just a couple do's and don'ts for, like, you mentioned pool parties and stuff like that, but maybe some other pool etiquette, you know, some things guys might want to avoid while they're out at the pool or at the beach. Is there some areas of conduct, you know, that might be frowned upon?
Yeah, absolutely, man. If you guys are going to the pool parties, I've seen a couple guys, again, if you guys are going into the water, you guys have to take your shirt off. I see it's usually the bigger guys who actually keep their shirts on, but it just attracts more attention, guys. You know, if you're a big guy, you know, own it and, you know, rock that that body, man.
Man, you almost made me spit my drink out, Steve. That was hilarious. Because, no, you know what? You're right. You know, a lot of times guys will wear a t-shirt. Uh-huh. The white t-shirt in the pool looks absolutely...
Oh, man.
Man, it looked horrible. Like you said, now you're drawing way more attention because everybody's like, this dude really got a t-shirt on.
Exactly. You're drawing way more attention to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And go ahead.
No, I was thinking that was a great tip. And even the swimming shirts that they sell that are designed to go in the water, I think those are no good too. If you're a little bigger, just own it or start working out, whatever you want to do. But just be comfortable in your own skin, I think.
Absolutely, man. And just one more thing on the grooming is the hairs, guys. You got to keep those hairs on check. You know, if you guys listen to the podcast, you guys should own a trimmer by now. So give those hairy legs a trim, guys, you know, and especially the toe hair. It's never sexy, guys. Big no. Shave any hair on the toes, just shave those off. On the legs, trim them down. No, you know, you guys don't have to shave, but the hair, guys, let's keep it. Let's keep those things tame.
Yeah, that's a good tip that gets overlooked. A lot of times, yeah, you see guys walking around with little big tufts of hair on their toes, and it's like, it's kind of a turnoff, you know, just for everybody. trying to have a good time, and this guy's walking around with hairy feet, man. It's weird.
Absolutely. So, yeah, man. So, make sure if you got hairy feet, cargo shorts, Hulk on the shorts, and a white t-shirt, you guys stay home, guys.
Man, this is a great tip. I had a lot of fun with this one, Steve. We certainly have missed you on the Life of a Gentleman podcast, because you always come through and give some real practical stuff that guys can implement. And really, when they go to the pool now, if they follow these tips, they'll be able to stand out as a gentleman at the pool and not get laughed at.
There you go. Yep, that's what it's about.
Hey, also, before you go, let everyone know how they can follow you for more tips or check out your website.
Absolutely. So for more grooming tip, guys, or anything fashion related, make sure you guys check out my blog, thesocialcut.com. Make sure you guys also check out my YouTube channel. It's The Social Cut. I'm always giving you some great tips on grooming and fashion. So make sure you guys check me out.
All right, Steve. Had a blast. I'll let you get back to the newborn, and definitely enjoy that. Proud of you.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for having me on, Richard. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Well, that just about does it for another throwback episode of The Life of a Gentleman. I want to thank you so much for tuning in as we're getting ourselves together and geared up for our 100th episode. We definitely could not have made it this far without you, the listener, and we appreciate you for that. Don't worry, stay tuned. We have giveaways in store. We have new content and segments in store. So make sure you continue to tune in every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. You know, stay updated with our weekly episodes. You'll get a notification. And we also want to know how we're doing. So please feel free to leave an honest review. We will take your feedback into consideration. I also want to thank Mercedes Fuller and Steve Nunez for contributing their voices once before to the show so that we are able to use that content again for our throwback episodes, because we really, truly try to create priceless moments that can be used any time of year. I also want to give a special shout out to Richard and Dennis, who are again away in Indianapolis working and getting more content for the show for you guys to listen to. So make sure you tune in next Monday, 3 p.m. We'll have some great content as always. And until next time, take care. These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.